USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump taking reporter questions after a signing event at the White House on Wednesday, where he signed an executive order regarding federal transparency. The president was asked about our upcoming trade talks with China.
Look, I'm very happy right now. We're taking in billions of dollars of tariffs. And despite what the news was saying, there's no inflation. There's not a very big price increase, if any, because they've eaten the tariffs. They've devalued their currency, and they're pouring a lot of money into their system. Now, they've lost 3.5 million jobs, and their chain is breaking up. Their supply chain is breaking up like a broken egg. They want to make a deal.
The second phase of electricity shutoffs in California is putting another 250,000 customers out of power. PG&E has planned this outage to reduce wildfire risks ahead of high winds and dry weather. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
During a town hall event in New Hampshire, former Vice President Joe Biden says President Trump is encouraging foreign interference in U.S. elections.
It undermines our electoral process. It's un-American.
A new book is revealing details of what got a longtime morning TV host fired 2 years ago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
A former NBC News employee is claiming she was raped by former Today Show host Matt Lauer at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Variety reporting that Brooke Neville's claims are being revealed in Ronan Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill. She claims the disgraced host had sex with her in a hotel room after a night of drinking and says it was non-consensual in the sense that she was too drunk to consent. Years later, Neville's told Today co-anchor Meredith Vieira about the allegations. Vieira advised her to bring it to NBC execs. That led to Lauer's eventual firing in 2017.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A county assessor in Arizona is facing charges for human smuggling and selling children in an adoption scheme. According to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson is facing 32 felony counts in the scheme that stretched across Arizona, Utah, and Arkansas.
We allege that Peterson, through his adoption agency, is accused of utilizing this adoption scheme in at least 29 births here in Arizona between November of 2015 and May of 2019.
Brnovich continues.
County Assessor Peterson is also accused of using false information to place these Marshall Islands women on state-funded health care in order to pay for delivery costs, allegedly bilking the state out of more than $800,000.
President Trump on Wednesday criticized the response of Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr to a question about the ongoing situation involving the NBA and China.
Well, the NBA is a different thing. I mean, I watch this guy Steve Kerr, and he was like a little boy. He was so scared to be even answering the question. He couldn't answer the question. He was shaking. I don't know. He didn't know how to answer the question. And he'll talk about the United States very badly. I watched Popovich, sort of the same thing, but he didn't look quite as scared, actually. But they talk badly about the United States, but when it talks about China, they don't want to say anything bad. I thought it was pretty sad, actually.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.